Now we come to the second point that how I should protect of the bodhicitta way of life by reminding myself that I should not degenerate my endeavors or my diligence in working on it. Now this starts from the second half of the 12th stanza of this chapter, and it goes the 13th and 14th. So it says, from this day forth, if I now fail to strive, I will fall from low to even lower states. So therefore, from I need to start to work, start to practice, start to train myself now, today. And if I do not do that, if I fail to do that, if I fail to work diligently, strive on it, then I would have broken my promise to the Buddhas, to all the sentient beings, that I will work for their benefit. And somebody who has broken their words, they've broken their promise, then he's not a good person. He's done a very negative deed, an evil deed. So therefore, I would have to fall. I fall down from this human realm to next, lower realms, or and then I might go lower and lower because I've done something very negative. And so therefore, it's very difficult, and it will be very harmful for myself, if it's harmful for others. So therefore, I should not do it, but take it up really diligently. And then the second thing saying is that striving, 13th stanza, striving for the benefit of all that live, all that lives. Unnumbered Buddhas have already lived and passed away. But I, by virtue of my sins, have failed to come within the compass of the healing works. So if I say that even if I do not train myself on the Bodhisattva's way, and kind of do not train in the promise that I have made, there are lots of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and they will come and help me. If I say like that, and it says that that is not necessarily happening, because so many Buddhas, unnumbered Buddhas, countless Buddhas have lived, already lived in the worlds, in the samsara, in the worlds, and then they passed away. And they have always, the Buddhas always are striving, always working for the benefit of all the beings without any distinction. But if I do not have the right kind of karma, the right kind of virtues, right kind of circumstances, then I would not be able to come even near those Buddhas. And because of my own negative deeds, because of my own negative state of mind, my own sins, here it said, sins is negative. And I have for so long could not even come near the Buddhas, or could not see Buddhas, or could not meet Buddhas, or could not get this near the healing works of the Buddhas. And so therefore, if I break this Bodhisattva vows and do not really work on it, then I cannot expect the Buddhas to come and liberate me. And then the stanza number 14, and this will always be my lot if I continue to behave like this. And I will suffer pains and bondage, wounds and laceration in the lower realms. So even till now, I have not been able to come, you know, within the range of the healing works of the Buddhas. I could not see Buddhas. I cannot be with Buddhas. And if I don't, you know, work now, when I have the chance and I will have the opportunity and I know how to, then it will be same in the future also. And I will continue to be like this. If I continue to behave like this without any doing anything positive, then I will continue to be the same way as before, and I will suffer. I will suffer the pains of bondage, pains of wounds and laceration in the lower realms of hells and, you know, hungry ghosts and animals and things like that. So therefore, you know, I really need to think about that and really need to work. Meaning that, you know, this is the right opportunity. When I have this opportunity, I must seize this opportunity and really work on it. And first we have to see whether this thing I want to do is good or not. Is something beneficial or not. If there is nothing really negative or harmful to myself and others. When I see that there is absolutely nothing harmful, there is absolutely nothing negative for me and nothing harmful to others, and it's only beneficial, beneficial for myself, beneficial for others, then I must do, take it up, I must do it. I cannot delay it. I cannot say that I'll do it tomorrow or next day or when I have time or when I retire or things like that, because then that time might never come. We never know. So therefore, it's extremely important to act on time, right this moment. Then the next is about the thinking about the precious human life, and because of that, trying to be more careful or heedful. There are three things. First, to contemplate how difficult it is to get this opportunity of precious human life. And secondly, to think and to reflect on how difficult it is to free yourself from very kind of negative realms. And thirdly, that when you have this kind of great circumstances and conditions, positive conditions, then we must actually diligently work and be very careful and heedful in practicing the things that will bring more and more benefit to ourselves and others. So the first one, to think about how difficult it is to get the precious human life. It starts from stanza number 15. And the appearance of the Buddhas in the world, true faith and the attainment of a human form, and aptitude for good, all these are rare. When will they come to me again? So, you know, to have Buddhas coming and having their teachings still remaining, and they're still, you know, those instructions not forgotten or not lost, that is very rare. That's something precious. And even if those things are there, to have certain kind of interest, myself having some interest and faith in that is very difficult. And when I'm having that, then to have the form of a full kind of precious human form, where I can understand what is good, what is not good, and the freedom to practice that, freedom to work for the benefit of myself and others, both, you know, physically and intellectually and emotionally. It is, and also to have the aptitude of for good, an aptitude to do something good for myself and others. All these are very rare, not easy to get. If you look kind of in the all the life forms, then we will understand how rare this is. So, therefore, you know, if I lose this chance or this opportunity now as a human being, then I cannot say, I cannot be sure when this kind of opportunities will come again to me. So therefore, it is very important to take this opportunity. Today, indeed, I am well and well. I have enough to eat. I am not in danger. But this life is fleeting, unreliable. My body is like something briefly lent. But if I say that, okay, yeah, it is important to do something positive, to train myself on the path, but I'll do it later on. At the moment, I have to do my other things. If I think like that, then I must also understand, I must think, reflect like this, that today I'm healthy, I'm powerful, I'm strong, I'm well, and I have enough to eat, and I have no particular danger for life and for, you know, all these things. But, you know, who knows? The life is fleeting. If I'm not sick, that doesn't mean that I'm not dying soon. If I'm young, that doesn't guarantee that I will not die soon. So therefore, the life is unreliable. There are lots of healthy people died. There's lots of young people died. So therefore, my body, there's no certainty. There's no, you know, assurance. You know, it's like my body is like something that I have, you know, borrowed for a short while. Nobody can say when it will be taken back. So therefore, and yet, the way I act is such that I shall not regain a human life. And losing this, my precious human form, my evils will be many, virtues none. So I have this, you know, this uncertainty. I know that this life is uncertain, but still I act as if, you know, I do things. I don't, you know, do only positive things. I don't train or, you know, act in such a way that I will be, you know, doing lots of virtuous things and improving my positive deeds. But I do all kind of useless things, negative things, you know, and unnecessary things, and so that, you know, it looks like if I die in this situation, I may not be able to get this kind of a precious human life again. And losing this, my precious human form, my evils will be many, virtues none. And if I lose this human form, then, you know, and if I don't get it back, then there will be lots of negative things. and there is nothing really positive. Here's now my chance for wholesome deeds, and if I fail to practice virtue, what will be me, my lot? What shall I do? Bewildered by the sorrows of the lower realms. Never there performing any virtue, only ever piling up my sins, and for 100 million ages, I'm not even here of happy. Happy doctrines, destinies. This is why Lord Buddha has declared that like a turtle that perchance can place its head within a yoke adrift upon the mighty sea, this human birth is difficult to find. So, therefore, you know, I don't think I need to explain too much in these things because we already went through this kind of understandings or talked about these kind of things before, how difficult, you know, to get a human life, how many positive things, how many, you know, right circumstances have to come together to have this kind of a life with all these, you know, powers and, you know, right conditions. It is, the Buddha said that it is same like if there was a turtle, blind turtle, at the bottom of the sea, and it comes up on the surface of the sea only once 100 years. And there is a yoke, a wooden kind of yoke, which is floating on the sea, and the sea is so, you know, always a wave, so it's carried away in all four corners of the world. And then when the turtle comes up on the surface, and then the yoke comes on the neck of the turtle at the same time, how difficult that chance would be. He said that the Buddha said that to get precious human life that we have now would be a kind of the similar difficulties or similar a percentage of chances. So if that is the case, then we must really, you know, appreciate this opportunity, and we must take the advantage of this opportunity. So this is just to say, see, I don't think it is exactly like this, but, you know, how difficult it is to have all these positive conditions that we have now. So therefore, in this state, we must decide to really do something that's worthwhile, that's useful, that's beneficial. We cannot just waste our life. We cannot just waste our life, doing nothing or doing something bad or doing, you know, or just, you know, being feeling bad and sad and, complaining and things like that, but really, you know, take up something really positive and train ourselves on the Bodhisattva sphere of life and really work towards our own liberation and liberation of others, helping ourselves and helping others. So I think we will stop here. So it's stanza number 20. We went through from the 12 to 20 numbers of stanzas. Thank you.